What's the game-changing realization that helped you build a high-performing team? That question is at the center of every episode of the HR Impact Show. Every HR professional wants to build a team that has empowered managers, engaged employees, and an organization that's striving to become elite. The challenge is that you're often told to do more with less. We're going to fix that. Every week, we will feature executive and senior HR leaders from across the country, and they will share with us their actionable insights and best practices that's going to help empower you to create an engaged, elite workforce. Here's the show.
This is your friendly neighborhood talent strategy nerd, Dr. Jim, and I am here at HR Transform 2024 at the Wynn Resort in Las Vegas, and we are going to continue busting some myths. And joining us today to help us with that, we have Regina Ross, who is the Chief People and Culture Officer of Khan Academy. Regina, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
I appreciate you giving us a hand in busting some myths. But before we get into the myth-busting part of the conversation, what I'd like you to do is share with us a little bit more about your story and some of the cool things that you're doing.
I'm not your traditional HR leader. I say that I'm a business leader who happens to work in HR. I started my career in engineering, went into operations, logistics, and was tapped on the shoulder and given the opportunity to step into the HR space. And I love it. I say I crossed over to the dark side and I've never looked back.
There's some really interesting things about just that bit of context that you gave, and especially the fact that you spent time in logistics and engineering. But what I'm curious about is when you look at that, how does that inform your people strategy as now the chief people officer?
I start with the business first and then determine how, as an HR leader, can the HR strategy help enable the business outcomes? That's it.
Let's get a little tactical on.
Yeah.
So you start with the business strategy first, and then that informs your people strategy. What are some practical ways that shows up?
One thing is just doing a listening tour. If you're a CPO or HR leader, listen to the business, ask the questions. What are your business priorities? What are the pain points, and how can HR help eliminate the pain points or reduce them and enable the strategy for the business? And then build the strategy around that. And that's what I've done over the past several years at the various companies that I've worked for.
Awesome stuff. Hi, Regina, you ready to bust some myths?
I am.
All right. So all week, we've been talking to executive and senior leaders in HR about leadership and HR myths that just annoy the hell out of people. What's the one that drives you nuts and you wish would die?
So one is the myth that as a leader, as a business leader, it's all about managing the business. No, I've been a business leader and I was taught that if you take care of the team, they will take care of the business and take care of the customer. And so a myth that I want to bust is leaders, you cannot relegate people management to the HR team. It is your first and foremost responsibility to be a leader to your team so that they can lead and manage the business.
I really like what you said there, especially your point about business leaders always wanting to shift the responsibility to HR. When we talk about people, when we talk about culture, oh, that's an HR thing. We don't want anything to do with
it. No.
So one thing that I'm curious about, if we're trying to kill off that myth and actually bring that into the real world and have business leaders take more responsibility, what are some actionable steps that HR can do to make sure that the business is actually pulling their weight?
One of the things that I've done is typically we have a quarterly business review where you're looking at the business metrics, and we do this as a senior leadership team. I have added a quarterly talent review to that. So if you're talking about the certain KPIs, the talent metrics have to be incorporated in that. So how can you execute on the business strategy and talk about business outcomes without talking about talent? So you have a seat at the table and make some room for you to bring talent to those discussions, whether it's a monthly metrics review or a quarterly business review, talk about talent in those discussions.
I know we're just scratching the surface of this conversation. Yeah. If folks want to continue the discussion, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
I live on LinkedIn. That's where I hang out. So find me on LinkedIn. I'm an executive coach in change strategy. So walkonpurpose.com is where I live. And this is how I help clients that I don't work with on a day-to-day basis. So that's where you can find me.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Regina, and helping us bust another myth.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the HR Impact Show. We hope you liked the conversation. Don't forget to continue supporting us by joining the HR Impact community. You can find the community at www.engagerocket.co/HR Impact. Tune in next time, where we'll have another guest who's going to share with us the game-changing insights that help them build high-performing teams.